I got a phone call from my ex-boyfriend from 5 years ago telling me Happy New Year and that he loves me.
And how long did you date this boyfriend?
For 4 months.
4 months long, 5 years ago, and he's still in love with you?
Yeah.
So was he like, I love you during the relationship?
Yeah, he said, I was just like, okay.
You never returned it?
No.
Good move. You would never, you never get suckered into accidentally saying that?
No.
That's probably wise,
yeah.
I would say. So, were there any early warning signs that this guy was a psycho like this?
Or? Yeah, there was a lot.
Yeah, before you met him, was there anything that tipped you off or no?
Not really. He was pretty normal when I met him.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, we didn't see each other for a few years, and then, I don't know, he went psycho or something, and...
He went more psycho than he was?
Yeah.
Well, didn't you kind of break up with him because he was psycho?
Yeah. Because it just
got...
Well, I didn't really break up with him because he was psycho. We really broke up because he moved away.
Yeah. That was the official deal, right?
Yeah. But I wanted to because he was a psycho, but he was like, well, if you break up with me, I'll kill myself. It's like... Okay.
Yeah, so we kind of started talking. We started brainstorming a little bit and thought maybe it'd be a good idea to come up with some questions you can ask. Some questions you can ask a potential boyfriend or a girlfriend to find out if they're going to be just a complete psycho in a relationship.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Usually, I would say after the first date or two, maybe the second one. Can't you tell?
Like,
I've encountered psychos before, but I'm able to get rid of them relatively quick.
At the time, he was my first boyfriend, so... I was like, I want a boyfriend, so I didn't care. I was desperate.
Oh, is that right? So you're in that place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Never again, though. Never
again. Really?
Yeah.
Wait, was he an attractive guy?
He was all right.
So you went for a he was all right guy who you didn't really know that much on his background, huh?
Yeah, I kind of lowered my standards. I won't do that again.
Yeah, so these are questions you could probably ask on the first date, you know?
Yeah.
Like, give some examples, some of the stuff that you came up with.
What kind of movies do you have in your video collection?
That's pretty good. Now, what were your thoughts on that?
He had like, a lot of vampire movies and everything. And then he had Spice World in with that.
Is that the,
That's the Spice Girls movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not sure what was with that.
That is a eclectic couple selections there. That's a good question.
Yeah. Did you laugh or cry when Bambi's mom was shot?
What if they were just neutral? Or what if he was just neutral?
Then you'd have to ask more. Like,
what was your emotional response to Bambi's mom getting shot? Thanks for ruining that ending for everybody, or that storyline for everybody.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, ruined the movie.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. You usually do those before.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyhow, go on.
Do you have a large freezer?
What's that question all about?
Because if they do, they could put bodies in
it. But they could also be like a hunter or something, you know?
Yeah.
Or they could just like lots of ice cream, you know?
That's a lot of ice cream. So I like ice cream, but not that much.
So if they have a standalone freezer or something, like one of those chest ones?
Yeah.
That could be suspicious? You think so?
Be like,
really?
Just kind of, so like, do you hunt or something? And if you do, that could be... Well, you'd have to figure out what they hunt. Because if they hunt humans, that'd be a downer.
Yeah, a little.
That'd be a check mark.
We want to hear some of yours. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Some questions you can ask maybe on the first date to maybe give you an idea of what kind of person you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Because of these things. Go on. What else do you have?
Who did you root for in Freddy versus Jason?
That's one of your questions?
Yeah.
Why? I don't get that one.
Because Freddy Krueger in, like, all the other movies, before he died, he was a child molester. So,
maybe he doesn't know that fact. I didn't know that fact.
You didn't?
I don't remember it. No.
Oh. Well, maybe if he identifies with Freddy, that could be a warning. Well, if he identifies
if he starts listing off a huge list of reasons why one is better than the other, that might be a little suspicious. What do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975, some of these questions you can ask. You had one earlier that was like, that's too, like the freezer thing. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And what else? Did you have another one on there that I thought was just kind of tips them off a little bit?
Virgin sacrifices, yay or nay?
Yeah, see, you can't ask a question like that because they're going to lie. You know, you have to be a little bit sneakier. You know, what kind of movies you have?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. But that one, I don't know. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead. What kind of question would you ask?
Do you cut up puppies for fun?
God. See, that's what I'm saying. No one's gonna actually admit to something like that.
Well,
you gotta
think
of sneakier questions, you know?
Yeah. A lot of serial killers dissect animals when they're kids, just for fun and game.
Well, I know, but they're not gonna confess that to you.
Why do you know that?
Wouldn't you like to know?